Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. This is the back label. A story that gives you the full pour. Let's begin.
Los Angeles, 1980. A broke piano player named Jonathan Cain stands at a payphone on Sunset Boulevard. He's pawned his gear, he's out of money, he's ready to cork his career for good. He calls his father in Chicago and asks if he should give up and come home. His father says the words that will provide the vintage for every stadium anthem thereafter. Cain writes it down in a notebook and lets it age for a year. 1 year later, Cain joins Journey. They're fermenting a new album called Escape, and they need one more track. Cain flips open that notebook, and the band starts brewing something special around his father's vision. Steve Perry takes that phrase and pairs it with a sensory masterpiece. While most songwriters describe a room by what it looks like, Perry goes for the aromatic profile. He gives us a smoky bar room where the air is a heavy swirl of wine and cheap perfume.
I smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Think of Perry as the winemaker, staring out of a Detroit hotel window, unable to sleep. He sees the streetlights angled down, creating pools of light in the darkness and strangers appearing and vanishing in the shadows. Those streetlight people aren't just lyrics. They are the heart of the blend, hiding somewhere in the night. That's a sommelier's move. Perry didn't just write a song. He captured the scent of a moment. One sniff and you know the whole story. The hope, the heartbreak, and the cheap glass of red sweating on the bar. Even the South Detroit boy was a choice made for the notes of the song. Perry tried singing north, east, and west, but they didn't have the right emotional truth. He chose a place that doesn't exist because it sang better, creating a mystical vintage that lives in the mind. Here's the part that breaks every rule of songwriting viticulture, the chorus. Most songs hit the hook early, but Don't Stop Believin' keeps the good stuff decanting until the very end. We go through two pre-choruses and three verses before the central hook finally arrives with only 50 seconds left. When it came time to put it on tape at Fantasy Studios, the band recorded the instrumental live in one take. No do-overs. Just lightning captured the first time the bottle was opened. Decades later, it became the most famous pour in TV history during the Sopranos finale. It is now the best-selling digital rock song of the 20th century. In 2022, the Library of Congress selected it for the National Recording Registry, preserved forever as a culturally significant vintage. So, the next time you raise a glass in some dimly lit room, take a breath and catch the nose of the story. Steve Perry didn't just write a lyric. He gave us the aromatic profile of a moment. That heavy, smoky swirl of wine and cheap perfume.
Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
It is the scent of the midnight train. The scent of every streetlight person who refused to let their glass run dry.
Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. You've just heard the full pour.